Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. This week, we are looking at the cross. The cross is the great interpreter. Paul says to the Galatians in chapter 6, verse 14, he says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, at the cross, we discover a lot of things. We discover a lot of things about God at the cross, but we also discover that the cross interprets man to us. Well, what do I mean? I know God arranged the cross and had planned the cross from before eternity, and it was all done, but look at man. Here is God has shown up in human flesh, and what did they do to him? They killed him. They brutalized him. They made a cross. Who did? Man did. They made a cross. They made the nails, and they nailed him in tortured agony to that cross. Oh yes, I know the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God was there, but it was men who did this. They were expressing and venting the feelings of their heart, and they were showing that if you let them go, they hate God. Now listen to me. At the cross, we see man's hatred speaking out. And man confesses publicly that he is a God-hater. He takes pains to show the intensity of his hatred, and he cries out, crucify him! Who do you want to crucify? Jesus. Why? This is madness. Crucify Jesus. What did he ever do? But love and care and crucify him. That's man's heart. Away with him. We will not have this man to rule over us. Give us Barabbas. Give us a rogue, a villain. Not this man. And so the cross, therefore, interprets man, and it shows us what's in man's heart towards God. The cross unmasks people. It removes their veneer of religion and exposes souls overflowing with the hatred of hell. You say, well, I'm thankful, Brother McKee, you're not speaking to me. I don't hate God, and I may not be all sold out like you fellas, and I may not get all excited about it. I mean, I don't go around thinking about him all day, but I don't hate him. Then, let me ask you, what does Jesus mean to you? Do you love him, or do you hate him? Or are you indifferent to him? Which? Now, I'm talking to religious people here, church people. Do you love him, or is it just indifference? Look at the religious people who dealt with Jesus. Did they love him? They were religious. Did they love Jesus? Let me ask you, does love demand the death penalty of someone it loves? Hey, and something else, does indifference crucify its objects? Well, it's the same today. Look at your hands. Are they not red with blood? Whose blood is that? Is it not the blood of God's own Son? No, I'll tell you this, love doesn't call for Christ's death, nor does indifference shed his blood. It's hatred that does that. It's enmity towards God, the hatred of the unsaved and the carnal mind. And if you've rejected Christ as your only hope, if you've not trusted him as your only Savior, you hate him. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.